you know, it's another stage, another little announcement. I'm sure you were inundated with sports wanting to be involved. You've had to choose carefully, I'm sure.
Yeah, so let me explain briefly the process. So the Commonwealth Games Federation has a list of sports that you have to put on the games and then a list of sports that are optional. So through the bid phase, Birmingham chose to add 3-on-3 basketball to that list of compulsory sports. But before finalising the sports programme, we thought, well, let's look at what's left on that optional list to see if we can work with the Federation to add anything else. So those five sports that were on that list were beach volleyball, women's cricket, para table tennis and archery and shooting. So those were the five that we assessed. Firstly, I should say all five were incredibly enthusiastic about joining the event, really submitted incredibly professional information and presentations to us. It was a very difficult choice, and I should thank all those sports for all the effort that they put in. We set out some criteria and decided to add women's cricket, beach volleyball and para table tennis to the programme. We felt they were the sports that could really engage the local community. Yes, they could all put on elite sport, but we really wanted to get out to days like this and get youngsters in particular excited about these events. And I think women's cricket, you can see here today, but also beach volleyball really appeals to that demographic. And by adding para table tennis, we've now got the biggest para programme of any Commonwealth Games. By adding women's cricket, we've now got the most female medals from any Commonwealth Games ever, and probably the most female participants as well. So we truly do have an inclusive event, and we're absolutely proud of that by adding those sports.
Inclusive was the word I was coming to. You're looking for spectacle, obviously, indeed. And you're looking for, you know, to broaden the games. Clearly there must be a temptation to say, well, can't we chuck them all in? And you know, but it's got to be a manageable spectacle, but inclusion is your word.
Yeah, and there's a number of factors. Obviously, we need to be able to afford it. Obviously, we need to have appropriate venues. We need to think about what the programmes that we can build around the sports to engage those communities. But we want as many people to feel involved in the Commonwealth Games as possible, and I think those sports really help with that. We should say, of course, that we've proposed this to the Commonwealth Games Federation today. Yes. Helpfully, their board has supported that proposal, but they actually do need to write now to all their members and give their members a month or so to come back and hopefully endorse that proposal. So there is another stage.
Yes.
But we've got our fingers crossed and hopeful, looking at this excitement today, that it makes absolute sense and they ratify that decision.
And subject to the decision being ratified, how far are you down the sort of the route of getting in mind where you're going to have it? I mean, obviously people will think immediately of Edgbaston, but you'll pull these names out of the air. You must have plans as to where you're going to stage them and how you're going to do it, at least in principle.
Yes, and part of those proposals, as you would expect our boards to ask us all of those questions, how much will it cost, where is it going to take place, how will transport work, all of those things. So we've put a lot of thought into that. Yes, Edgbaston, of course, is the iconic cricket venue in the city, hosting some spectacular World Cup games as we speak, and would make absolute sense for us to host women's cricket there, and of course maximise the enjoyment capacity of everyone coming to watch it. So yes, that will be a key venue for us. We're looking at a key city centre location for beach volleyball, still doing a little bit of work on that just to make sure it works, but we'll find somewhere great. And we've got an existing table tennis venue out of the NEC, so it's just adding to that programme, which is a really efficient model for us. So yeah, we're in a good place with all of those.
So we should stay tuned for that decision in about a month's time, hopefully.
Time or so, yeah.
And lots more after that.
I think it's a really exciting time. So we're very conscious we need to now get out there into communities. So there'll be a huge amount of community engagement work around our 3 years to go. We're into the market talking about some of them with potential sponsors. So it's a really exciting time for us, and you can feel the momentum building, you can feel people really getting excited about the event, and now we're really in a position we can go and talk about all these exciting things now. So yeah, it's really coming to life.